T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 203 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday afternoon to you. Beningo and Roberts in the afternoon. Of course, the great John Jastrzemski, JJ, with us, filling in for Evan all week. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here at 6 o'clock, Big Mike Francesa comes your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Live, of course. Where else? The Town Fair Tire Studio. Nobody in the world, nobody, and nobody again. Beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Bro, how are you?
Joe, I gotta admit, I'm doing better, but I could be Mayor Mike Bloomberg. I was gonna say, I had a worse night.
You could be him.
The Syracuse Orangeman or Mayor Mike in Vegas.
We'll get this out of the way quick. One of the more entertaining nights that we have seen in television.
Considering I was sitting there watching it. That's telling you something, bro.
I was so happy that both the Seton Hall and Rutgers games, and Seton Hall was very lucky to win. Rutgers did not, again, loses to Michigan, but they were both over by the time that comedy show came on.
It was perfect timing, and it was the perfect routine for me.
Oh, my God.
After sitting through Syracuse losing by 30 and now Syracuse.
They made it easy for you, though.
They did, and now they have to win the ACC tournament.
You didn't bet Syracuse last night.
No, listen, it was a good night for me. I
know, you told me.
And I had Butler plus the
plus
points
five.
Early
you
in the
were
day.
Loving it when Sandro tipped that one in at the buzzer, right?
Oh, I wanted that game over.
You wanted no part of overtime.
Overtime was a worst case scenario for me. So I thought I'd be coming in, you know, in good spirits, Joe. I thought I'd be all fired up.
Right.
But now for the second time in 3 days, you and I have to be having a conversation.
I know about an injured
regarding
Yankee.
Regarding a Yankee injury. Look, I think this one is an even bigger concern than what you were dealing with Aaron Judge, because Luis Severino, in case you've missed it, forearm tightness, it goes back to last year.
Right.
And let's not forget, Luis Severino barely pitched all last season.
Yeah, no, that's a concern. I mean, you know, it goes back to what you said about Judge and having a history of injuries. Well, that's become now every year, at least the last couple of years for Severino. You should certainly be concerned about that.
And the Yankees gave Luis Severino that contract extension.
They did.
They gave it to him after 2018.
They gave it to Hicks, too, and he's another guy that's had injury problems.
Two guys missing a boatload of time here.
It's very Met-like.
It is Met-like. And what bothers me, Joe, is it's the idea, right, of, again now, the Yankees dealing with this cavalcade of injuries. I thought this offseason could not have gone any better, right? You think about the Astros having all their trouble.
Of course.
The Red Sox having all their trouble, trading away Mookie Betts, firing Alex Cora. The Yankees getting the guy that I wanted in Gerrit Cole to lead the rotation.
Sure.
Remember the Yankee fans complaining they gave Gerrit Cole too much money? I mean, how dumb was that?
Ernie says he needs 7 championships from
Gerrit that's Cole. Outrageous.
He said
that's
he'll settle for 2, outrageous. Right? So 2 you'll settle
two.
For, Ernie?
Yeah, 2 in 10 years.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, if he wins 7 Cy Youngs, I mean, come on.
Well, he's got to win 2 titles, though. At least 1.
If Gerrit Cole wins 7
Cy Youngs
him for
and
that?
They don't win a championship, would you happy with that? I mean, I don't know.
But
I mean,
how are you going to blame Gerrit Cole?
I'm not
for
blaming
that.
Him. I'm just throwing it out there.
I mean, you want him to win. I get the idea that you want him to win. But then again, there are plenty of guys who have had, like, illustrious, great careers.
No, I understand.
Dan Marino being one.
No,
Patrick Ewing being another.
I understand. Carl Malone. I get it.
The Hall of Famers. You know, like, if Gerrit Cole wins 5 or 6 Cy Youngs.
Barry Bonds.
You're going to sign for it.
There's been a lot of guys that haven't won. I mean, we know that. They're great players that haven't won championships.
But let's be honest. If they go out and they win as individuals, odds are they going to win as a team. That would be the same.
I would think so. Look, if Cole has a monster year for them, you know, similar to what he did last year with Houston, you got to believe the Yankees are. Well, look, no matter what, barring any kind of divine intervention, and, you know, we all know that God really is a Yankee fan, so that won't happen in a negative way, the Yankees are winning the division. I mean, that to me is like a foregone conclusion.
I don't disagree with that, Joe, but when you talk about now injuries immediately, right out of the gate, James Paxton, not going to be there for opening day,
right.
Going to miss 6 to 8 weeks.
Judge, Severino.
Aaron Judge, you want him on the field. Right. And now it's very much in doubt to whether Luis Severino will be there on opening day. I mean, good thing, number one, the Yankees went out and signed Gerrit Cole. Number two, good thing they did not trade Jay Happ. Remember, they were having conversations leading into spring training, and they're going to dump Jay Happ. They're going to try to free up the salary and whatnot. Now you look at Jay Happ, he might be the number three starter for the Yankees on opening day if Severino is out.
Could be. What do we know about Severino? That's all we know. We don't know. Did he shut down for how long do we know?
Forearm tightness.
Right.
When he was asked, Aaron Boone, about whether or not he could be on the mound come opening day, we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we know Gerrit Cole's starting opening day down in Baltimore. That's a given,
yeah.
But the fact that Luis Severino, after missing all of last year, now is not going to be ready to go. And what bothers me, too, Joe, when you hear forearm, you know what that's connected to?
The elbow.
Talking about Tommy John. Look, and I don't want to go that far with Severino.
You're talking about an arm injury.
But that's scary.
Anytime you're talking about an arm injury with a pitcher, you got to be concerned about it. I mean, let's be honest. You have to.
Especially a guy who had arm trouble and missed time all of last year. And look, I guess if there's a positive, you'd rather this now as opposed to July and August or whatever
20th,
the case may
be. So I understand.
But for a guy who missed all last year, the fact that he was dealing with this problem going back to the Astros series last year.
Right.
I mean, I was looking at Luis Severino as a guy who could be primed for a monster year for the Yankees. Why would he be primed for a monster year? Think about what he was in 2017, 2018. He was the guy who was the de facto ace. And he had all-star type years. He had really good stuff. But when you saw him in, like, postseason situations, you said, wow, he might be better suited to be that number two guy.
Well, he had that terrible game against Minnesota going back
terrible
to
game in the wild card game. And then the Red Sox game when he was tipping pitches and he got shellacked in game three.
Right.
Now to have Luis Severino as a guy who could slide back and be that number two starter, I thought the stage was set for him to have a monster season, assuming he could go out there and pitch. So the fact that I might be going into opening day and I might not have Severino there as a part of my Yankee rotation, it hurts Severino. It hurts the team. And now all of a sudden, you're asking other guys in the rotation to step up. Jordan Montgomery, who was kind of like a luxury piece, now all of a sudden, Jordan Montgomery's got a role on this team. Clark Schmidt, another name that a lot of people haven't heard a whole lot about. Maybe he's now in line to be a number five starter. So it just goes to show you, Joe, you can never have enough starting pitching.
You never have enough pitching.
Never.
No, that's no question about it. No, you never do. And somebody always gets hurt. Let's be honest. It seems like, I don't care who the team is, somebody in the rotation always goes down.
Oh, no question. And that's why the Mets bringing in extra starting pitchers. You go back to Waka.
They got six guys right now.
That's a good thing.
No, it's good.
And especially the Mets. You know this, Joe. They had everybody basically go unscathed.
Last year, they were very lucky with injuries with the starting rotation. You're right.
I mean, DeGrom basically missed like one starter.
Yeah,
aside from that,
there was nothing major at all, really.
So if everybody's going to go out and pitch, you can't assume that's going to happen again.
Right.
And you would think from a Yankee standpoint, they would get better injury luck going into this year. Well, now, James Paxton out. Aaron Judge, you hope and pray he could be swinging a bat sometime soon.
Right.
And now I got to hear about Luis Severino.
Yeah. Wonderful. No, that's a hit. That's a hit. Well, let's not jump to conclusions yet, but I would be concerned about it. Anytime, more concerned than I would be about Judge, because anytime that I hear an injury to the pitcher or to his arm, I got to be worried about it.
No, we're going to have Sweeney coming up in a little bit. As soon as Sweeney is out of the Yankee clubhouse.
Is that where he is now?
He will give us the latest on what's going on with Luis Severino, his injury and whatnot. Now, did you have a chance to see the changes that could be a coming to the National Football League?
I did.
And I have
like
to be honest with you.
And you know, I don't like it.
I got to be honest.
I don't like it.
As much as I hate it.
They have it so good right now. You know they're going to mess this up when all is said and done.
But here's what it comes down to, Joe. I think by only adding one playoff team,
right,
it puts now more of an emphasis on those top teams
out and
get
the bye. Obviously, the number one seed now would be the only one getting a bye.
So I like that.
You know, which is good. I guess it's good. I'm not as adverse to the 17 playoff format. It's not as bad as adding that extra game. I just don't like that 17th game.
What if they add the second bye?
Well,
do you feel better about that?
To me, they have to.
I agree.
They have to have two byes, and they really should have it now. I mean, it should be a 16-game season with two byes. I mean, to me, that's what it should be.
Well, and
know where is this 17th game getting played?
Well, that's a good question. Are we talking neutral site game? Are we talking about a cross-conference game?
Site games.
No, I get it. You don't need more London. You don't need more
Mexico
City. Maybe
every other year you switch off that 1 year. You know, 1 year you only get 8 home games, and 1 year you get 9? Is that how you would do that?
I don't know.
Now, you know what they're looking to do. They're looking to make that 17th game in Mexico, in London. God knows where else they're going to put it.
You're going to have a lot more of those games.
Dubai, maybe.
Maybe that's going to take it next.
They're going to build a football stadium in Dubai right next to the golf courses.
But think about it, Joe. From a positive standpoint, we love the idea of that doubleheader, right, on Wild Card Weekend. Well, now you're basically looking at a tripleheader.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's to the point with baseball, right, where baseball went above and beyond in talking about this new playoff format. I don't think you're going to be letting that many more mediocre teams in. You know what I mean? Like, it might be a 9-7. It might be a 10-6. I like the idea of sitting there, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock. We're going to have 3 games of football. I'm all for it. I got to be honest with you. The more and more I've thought about this playoff format, I am not opposed to just adding one more team, getting an extra game, and making that quest for number one seed that much more valuable.
Yeah. Look, it's going to happen. It looks like it's going to happen. It looks like the playoff format's going to happen, like, next year.
Next year.
That's what it looks like it's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
So, look, it's all about money. It's all about that. It's all about the TV deal. We know it's all about that kind of thing. They're going to eventually push it back where you're going to have the Super Bowl is going to be President's Day weekend, so they can have that built-in holiday for the
That way nobody's got to worry about taking off.
Not that that helps us, but, I mean, who knows?
We'll be here
President's Day, who knows what's happening next President's Day? We won't get into that. But, you know, that's, you know. But anyway, yeah, I mean, look, I think it's going to happen. I would feel better about it if they just left it, though, with a 16-game season and just had two byes.
You probably have a bigger problem with the baseball potential changes than you do with this change.
Much more.
I don't think this changes
It's not
that
as drastic.
Much.
I mean, you're not asking, you know, the number one seed's not saying, okay, I'll play that team in the playoffs.
You're trying to pick and choose.
Right. You know what I mean?
And you're letting
you're not
that many more mediocre teams in. You're only letting one more playoff team in.
Yeah.
And I looked, by the way, because I was curious to see
the
your
Rams
team, the Jets.
Would have made it and Pittsburgh.
Yes, the Rams
Those
and the Steelers would have made it this year.
Right.
But how many times would you say from 2010 on the Jets would have had a positive impact from the playoff changes?
Once.
You nailed it. 2015.
That's the only one.
The only,
well,
the
only
Jets
time
made
they've
the
had a winning season since then, since 2010. So, of course.
Have some fun with the Dolphins. In that span, how many times have they made the postseason?
Well, they made it the one time.
Well, they made it in 2016.
Right.
With your boy Adam Gase.
Right.
Any other
My
instances?
Boy. I love him so much.
Oh, he's your favorite.
No, I think that's it, right?
It wouldn't have mattered. How sick is that?
No, well,
you're adding an additional playoff team. No. That is how incompetent the Miami Dolphins have been.
I understand.
Wouldn't have mattered. But I think it will give you more juice for those teams trying to make it at the end of the year, and where it could hurt a team, New England. How many years has New England capitalized on that bye as the number two seed?
Yeah.
Now that goes completely out the window.
I don't know what New England is anymore, bro. I'm not signing off on New England being the given they've always been. I got to see what happens in the offseason. I got to see what happens with Brady. You know, so they're kind of in flux right now, the Patriots.
Totally get it. And I hope that they're in flux for the negative for years to come, my man.
Well,
sign me up for that.
Let's be honest. JJ, they've had enough.
Well, I mean, just say, 2 decades.
You know, 9 Super Bowl appearances and 6 Super Bowl championships since 2001. That's more than enough.
For our buddy Ray Martell, it could go a lifetime. He's seen enough.
Ray has seen enough.
He's seen enough.
Ray has
Between
gone,
the Red Sox
Ray has gone from
the
Patriots being a franchise that had a lot of similarities to the Jets. Better than the Jets, but a lot of similarities to be in, you know, the greatest franchise in the history of mankind.
Insane to think about.
It is very sad.
Absolutely insane.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.